Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week, Wednesday, we were blessed to have a guest pastor preach to you on the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. This Wednesday, our gospel lesson speaks more of this St. John the Baptist. The question is posed to Jesus during Holy Week. By whose authority do you do these things? The Pharisees, that council, are upset and angry at him. For it was just a day before that Jesus had come into the temple, overturned tables, made a whip, and whipped out those who were buying and selling rather than focusing on the worship, focusing on the holiness of the temple of the Lord. They had taken the things of the sacrifice and they instead figured out the ways that they could profit off of it. It would be like rejoicing in the divine service, rejoicing in the fact that I can gather and I can receive the body and blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of my sins, and turning around and saying, if you would like to, you could pay to add your dead loved one's name to this service so they can work their way through purgatory faster. It is taking those gifts that God gives us freely, paid for by the body and blood of Jesus, and turning them into a way to make money. These are free gifts of God. They are his gifts. He has poured them out. He has secured them, and he gives them. There is no financial cost to you. He does not desire that sacrifice in order to receive. You do not get to take the sacrament based on how much money you give through the year or how many masses you've signed up to honor. No, rend your hearts and not your garments. Come with a repentant heart. Acknowledge, Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinner. I do not deserve these gifts, and yet I come before you to receive them. I lay down my heart before you. I acknowledge I am a sinner. God, forgive me. And he does. What a beautiful thing. And in those beautiful words of absolution, it is not here what is what you must do now to earn that forgiveness. It is here is what Jesus the Christ has done for it. He has taken your sins upon his cross. He has died the death that you deserve. Death could not contain him. On the third day, he rose again. And 40 days after that, he ascended back to his throne, to the principalities of the heavens. This is Jesus. He is the eternal God, the Son, who took on flesh. This Jesus had cleared the temple because he had zeal for his Father's house. It was meant to be a place of prayer, but they had turned it into a den of thieves. By what authority, Jesus, do you have to come into our temple and clear it of what we have set up? How dare you? By whose authority are you doing these things? Jesus is not somebody you want to put to the test. He is not somebody you want to get into a war of words with, since he is the Word incarnate. And so he turns it around on them and he says, if you can answer one question for me, then I will tell you by whose authority I do these things. So let's talk about John. Let's talk about my cousin. Let's talk about my relative that had his head removed for preaching that the king should not take his brother's wife, for preaching that marriage is designed by my God to be a lifelong union. Let's talk about him. By whose authority did he do these things? Was it from heaven or was it from men? It's really neat to be part of the Western Church because on June 24th, we celebrate the nativity of St. John the Baptist. We celebrate the fact that his mother had been barren and she carried that cross with her. She had been barren. Her husband and her had prayed for a child, but no child had come. And then when her husband was taking his time burning incense in the temple, that was his job, burning that incense, praying for the Messiah to come, the angel Gabriel comes and he says, "Your wife, Zacharias, will bear the forerunner. Your wife will give birth to the one who will prepare the way of the Lord, who will make his paths straight. Your wife, Zacharias, Elizabeth, even in her old age, shall be the mother of the one to prepare this Christ that you have been praying for." Zacharias was struck dumb because he could not wrap his head around it and he disbelieved. 6 months later, that same angel Gabriel went to another woman, this time also a woman who had not borne a child, but not because of her old age, because she had not yet known a man. Here is this young virgin woman named Mary. Gabriel goes to her and he says, "Hail, Mary, full of grace." Elizabeth will add those words, "Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb," and the fruit of her womb is Jesus. And she receives this. He says, "Do not be afraid. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and you will conceive, and this is not an ordinary child. This will be God in the flesh. His name is Jesus. Jehovah is salvation." And Mary submitted to the word of God. She rose in haste and went to be with her cousin Elizabeth until her child was born. And it is one of those beautiful stories that is important for us as Christians to remember, because when Mary comes to Elizabeth, when Mary has just conceived this little baby in her own womb, What does John do? What does the forerunner do? But he leaps for joy in his own mother's womb. God is the author of life. He knit both of them together in their mother's womb, just as he knit us. John gives a testimony that here is the Messiah. Even as a baby, he is doing what God promised he would do. So in this Western church that we are a part of, we celebrate the birth of John, the forerunner, on June 24th. 6 months later, according to the timetable, we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. John said that he must decrease that Jesus may increase. June 24th occurs after the longest day of the year. And so after that day, you will notice that the sunlight begins to decrease day after day after day. 6 months later, on December 25th, not because we're just trying to be a bunch of pagans and celebrate pagan holidays, but because we are celebrating the day that occurs 9 months after March 25th, the day that we remember his conception, we celebrate the birth of our Savior. December 25th and the days after that, that darkness starts to flee. For now the darkness flees and the daylight expands. John had to decrease. He had to point them to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, because as he confessed, it wasn't him. It was Jesus. And it still is. The people loved John. Incredible though that may be, since John's main purpose was to preach the law. He is the one who preaches, you are a sinner, you need to repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And they flocked to him. They flocked to that message because God was doing a big thing. Their hearts had been so burdened by the Pharisees who made law after law after law, focusing on their own righteousness rather than on the Lamb. John cut through that, and he points them to that Lamb, points them to the only hope of salvation, of forgiveness, of atonement. And so Jesus asked them, whose authority was John under? And they confer with themselves. Well, if we say that it was from heaven, then people will question us as to why we did not submit to him, why we did not believe him. And if we say it's only from men, then the people will riot. And so rather than a riot, and rather than acknowledging the truth, they say, we don't know. And so Jesus says, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. John acted on the authority of God. He did what his Lord had prepared for him to do. Jesus acted on the authority of God Almighty, his Father, his own, led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the eternal Godhood, in the Son, becomes a man, and he goes to the cross. He takes the sins of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the sins of the tax collectors and the prostitutes. He takes the sins of all upon himself on that tree. No matter what you've been stuck in, no matter what sin you have been struggling in, lay it at the feet of the cross of Jesus. Submit to him. Give your life back to him, since he is the one who has created it. You are only a steward of your own life. It belongs to the Lord. Return it to him. Commit yourself. Serve and obey him. Trust him. Confess your sins to him and be forgiven by him. The church sings. Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy scepter claim. All in heaven above adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain. Everlasting is thy reign. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.